Now approaching Radio Sega. It's Night Train. Train with KC, the show that is as much a trip into the game world as it is into your own imagination. Aboard the Night Train, Sunday nights, only on Radio Sega.
Ooh, chill. Choo-choo, everyone, welcome to Night Train on Radio Sega. My name's Casey, and I'm your conductor for this hour and a half that we'll be together on the Night Train. Welcome. Hope everyone's doing okay, and hope everyone's enjoying the tunes. We just kicked off the show with a couple of amazing OC remixes. First off, we had McVaff with Two Tides Sin City Mix, an OC remix of Echo the Tides of Time. And then we had Iliadar, with Volcanic Glass, an OC remix of Sonic and Knuckles. Hope you enjoyed those. Hope you're having a wonderful evening, a wonderful weekend. I know some people are dreading the upcoming week. Apparently, Jamie in our Discord chat said, "I don't want this new week to start. I have to go back to work this coming week." I feel you. You know, yeah, it's tomorrow. We'll have to go back to work or resume our usual activities. And it's hard. So that's why this show exists. It's one of the reasons to maybe help you with that, maybe make you feel a bit more relaxed and you know, like warm and fuzzy inside, and so you can face this new week with a new mindset. Yeah, he says it's even worse as it's retail at Christmas. I understand. I do understand that. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, but I hope you, at least this show brings you comfort, and I hope you get through it in one piece. Hopefully, yeah. Okay, so, by the way, I'm speaking of Discord. If you're not familiar with Discord, wow, where have you been the past, like, 10 years or so? RadioSE.ga/Discord. That's our Discord server. Join us there for some lovely, like, laid-back conversations about stuff, about whatever happens. I do have a topic that I wanted to discuss this week, but, you know, I don't control the chat, so if the conversation can get out of hand at times. So if you want to, like, join us there and fraternize with our fellow listeners, please do join us. It's where the magic happens. So big shout-out to people chatting. Big shout-out to Rexy, who just had her season finale of Sega Mixer Drive. Shout out to Jamie, to Twinny, to Celtic Yoshi, to Purvis, who forgot. They forgot their ticket. Oh my god. How dare you. João Portal, boa noite. I believe that's everyone. I don't think I left out anyone, but if I did, let me know. Let me know, and I'll give you a shout out later on during the show. I do have a question that I wanted to ask. So I did this, I think, a couple of times last year, in the previous season of the show. But I haven't, because I haven't done one of these shows in a long while. So what are some games that I haven't, you know, discovered yet that you think I should play? So that's the question that I always like to ask, because, you know, it's we're getting to that part of the year where my shows are ending, so the Sega Lounge is going off season in a couple of weeks. I have more time to, like, play games, and so I want to go back and play some of those that I wasn't able to during the year. So specifically, I'm considering playing more indie games this time. So is there an indie gem that you played this year that you think I should definitely check out? Doesn't matter if it's not a chill game. You know, I'm hoping to get some nice suggestions here so I can spend my late December, early January playing some interesting indie games. So do let us know on Discord, radiosE.ga/Discord. I'll read the answers on air, and we'll have a lot of great music coming up as well. Speaking of music, let's play more music, right? Yeah, let's play music. So one of the games that I haven't played this year, but people say great things about, some people consider it was snubbed at the Game Awards as well. I think it got a nomination I think that's it. Just one. Best, like, I don't know which. Is it like best strategic RPG or something? Probably. I don't know. But it's Unicorn Overlord. I haven't played it. We'll probably consider playing it at some point. But it's got some great chill songs. This is one of them. This is Peaceful from Unicorn Overlord. Choo choo, everyone. Welcome to Night Train on Radio Sega.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Thank you. Night Train. Choo choo.
See that.
or maybe don't. My Destiny, the theme of Elise from Sonic 06, closing off that little block of songs, chill songs. Welcome back to Night Train. Before that, we had Morning Dew from Shenmue and Peaceful from Unicorn Overlord. 2-2, everyone. We had a few interesting suggestions for games that I should play, so keep them coming if you want to help me out on which games to play when I have more time for that, and also if you want me to read your answers on air. So first of all, we had Electro Boogaloo say that I should play The Scheme, an old game that got re-released. Interesting. I think I've heard of this. And then both Electro Boogaloo and Jamie mentioned that it has a Yuzo Koshiro soundtrack that is good. Is there such a thing as a bad Yuzo Koshiro soundtrack? Not that I know of. Yeah, so that's one to add to the list. Thank you for the recommendation. We also had a recommendation by Jamie. A Little Kitty Big City. Yeah, I that's actually on my wish list. But the thing is, I had a lot of games on my wish list this year, but then due to life and like the Sega launch takes up a lot of my time. And then I also have to since we talk about the newest Sega games on the show, I feel like I have to dedicate some time to them. It's not like I have to, I want to, but it's something that takes up more time and leaves less time to play other games. And so Little Kitty Big City was one of those that was on the list. And the same goes for the other recommendation by Jean Perdal, The Plucky Squire. That one I was going to grab on day one. But then I started hearing that it wasn't as good as expected. It's not a bad game. It's a great little game. But it was like the hype was a little bit undeserved. Level of hype, and so I thought maybe I'll hold off until it gets like it's on sale and I have more time, because again, time is a limited commodity. But Jean Perdal said you should try The Plucky Squire. It has a great storytelling, decent puzzles, and interesting gameplay. Another recommendation is Exophobia by Portuguese developer José Castaneda, a Metroidvania FPS with great sprite work. So I've heard of this one. I don't really know. I've heard that there's a game called Exophobia by a Portuguese developer, but I don't really know what the game is about. So Metroidvania FPS. Interesting. That's intriguing. I'll try to check that out as well. Thank you for the recommendation. Yeah. Purvis says the time is right. The stars have aligned. Play Dwarf Fortress. Eskioli. Okay. Dwarf Fortress. Added to the list as well. Oh, by the way, big shout out to Luminari, who joined us. Welcome back. Finally got to hop on the night train. Casey, I missed this show. Thank you very much. You have been missed as well, and thank you for joining us this week live on Radio Sega. I also wanted to mention that Rexy posted the full schedule for the Winter Bingo-thon, 2024 Bingo-thon. And I'll be honest, she talks about this a bit, but this was the first time that I ever actually went and looked at what this means, because I always assumed it was like one of those like games done quick things, marathons or something. But no, it actually makes sense that it's called a Bingo-thon, because so I went to the website at bingothon.com. And it says, Bingothon is an online gaming marathon that aims to benefit charity, live twice a year on Twitch. What does bingo within Bingothon mean? Just like real-life bingos, it consists of a bingo card, which is randomly generated, with each field being an objective to fulfill. within the context of the game. When an objective is fulfilled, that part of the card is checked. In order to win a normal bingo, the player has to fill in either an entire row, an entire column, or an entire diagonal line within the card. Therefore, not only do runners have to be fast, but they will have to think on their feet in order to come up with the best strategies to fulfill their bingo cards. That's actually quite interesting. I feel like it's different take on marathons and speed runs and stuff. So I need to check that out. That sounds quite interesting. And if you're curious, Raxi is doing a couple of runs, and both Raxi and CD-ROM 1019, so both part of Radio Sega, of the Radio Sega team, they will be hosting a segment as well, hosting a run at some point, so you can check the schedule out. If you go to bingothon.com, there will be a link to the Winter 2024 schedule. Yeah, nice. So keep your suggestions coming for more games that I should play. Exophobia, coming July 23rd, 2024, according to a YouTube video that John Pradal just posted, the trailer on Discord. I'm very interested. And judging from the thumbnail, it's got a retro vibe to it, like a retro look. So I'm curious about that. I'll definitely check it out. Thank you very much. Keep your suggestions coming if you have any. I'll also mention a couple of mine in a bit, but now let's play more music. It's time for some RPG songs, a couple of RPG songs, starting with, let's go old school, shall we? Phantasy Star 2. This is Silent Zone.
Enjoy a late-night audio journey as you relax and let your mind unwind with the best of Sega music. Night Train with KC on Radio Sega.
This one sounds lovely, doesn't it? It's The Curtain Rises on an Adventure from Etrian Odyssey 3 HD. Welcome back to Night Train. We had short but very sweet, if I do say so myself, block of music there. Not only did we play this Etrian Odyssey song, but also Silent Zone, the overseas version from Fetzisar 2. Welcome back. I just got a new recommendation. Another game that is already on my wish list, Europa, also developed by a Portuguese developer, Elder Pinto. Yeah. Apparently there's a demo on Switch and Steam. I knew about the Steam demo, so that's one of those games that I planned on playing on my Steam Deck. So maybe that's something that I'll do. I'll just pick up my Steam Deck, look through my wish list. I should do this now, right? Because there's an autumn sale going on, and so probably I would save a lot of money. But maybe I'll just wait for the winter sale. That's also a good time to pick up some bargains and go through those games that I missed this year. Yeah, but thank you for the suggestion as well. Very chill, apparently. Yes, I believe that to be the case for this. Yeah. So I wanted to mention something before we keep going, that if you want to request songs for future episodes of Night Train, and by future I mean like the two or three shows that we have coming up until the end of this short season, you can DM me on Discord. Just join us on Discord. If you go to our Discord server, radiosc.ga/discord, you'll find me as KC. DM me with your request, or you can find my Sega Lounge account on Blue Sky, which is where I mostly hang around these days. So at thesegalounge.com, and DM me there as well if you prefer, and I'll add your request to the list of songs to be played throughout the rest of this season of the show. Speaking of which, coming up very soon we have one of those listener requests, so if you do have a suggestion, and by the way, remember, it can be a Sega song, but it can also be a third party song or remix. So if you have something from a game that is not exactly a Sega game, not developed or published by Sega, but was released on a Sega system, that works too. I'll add it to the list. In fact, we have a remix, a third party remix today coming up later. So yeah, it's up to you. If you have a chill song, I would love to play it on the show later. Yeah, throughout this season. Yeah. Jamie says, I need to get myself on Blue Sky. Oh, do that, because it's the best place to be right now in terms of social media. Yeah. It's just a shame that some people haven't made the move, but it's much more positive and much more controllable, if you will. It's like, it's not out of control like X, not all bots and ads and stuff, and you have to pay for basic features. No, that's not what's happening on Blue Sky. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's play more music, shall we? I'm in love with this week's playlist, I have to say. I think I'm in love with every show's playlist, but this week I'm really proud of all the songs that we have. It's like that cozy feeling, right? The chill, cozy feeling that we want from this show. So coming up next, we have a remix by Rio X. Rio X is like the guy that, if you see this name, you know, you immediately think Shenmue. He's known for his synthwave Shenmue remixes, and I've played a few on the show before. This is one that I haven't played before. This is Free 15, the Shenwave mix by Rio X. Hope you enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Choo-choo, everyone. Choo-choo. Thank you.
You're listening to Radio Sega. Night Train with KC.
Thank you.
You should be curled up in bed right now with a cup of like warm tea or hot chocolate or something and listening to this show because the songs are amazing. So good, so good. This was a request by Electro Boogaloo. We had Her Last Breath from Fantasy Star Collection, Sun Collection 2. We also played from Persona Q2, Puzzling. And by the way, Persona Q2, New Cinema Labyrinth. That's the full title of the game. And we had Free 15 Shedwave Mix by Rio X. Yes, just like Viper said, Shenmue Song, drink up. Shenmue Song, drink. Yeah, that it should be a drinking game here on this show, on all my shows. Shenmue is great. Shenmue is the best. Yeah. Maybe some biscuits. Yes, some cinnamon biscuits. They're so good. Thank you to Electro Boogaloo for the request. Again, if you want me to play one of your requests, do DM me with a suggestion. Casey on Discord or at thesiglounge.com on Blue Sky. That's where you can find me and tell me, like, harass me. Play my request. Do it. But that's not very chill, so don't do that. No. Yeah, so we're getting very close to the end of the show. I haven't talked as much as usual, which is, I think, a good thing. But, you know, you can always send me some more suggestions for games that I should play. I haven't shared mine, so I have, I think the main one that is not Sega this year would be a game that I think is a bit of an underrated gem this year, but I enjoyed very much. Which is Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown. I really loved this game throughout the year. I actually played it in, I think I got it in September when it got to Steam. Wasn't it released like around the same time as The Plucky Squire? I do believe it was. And so that's probably the reason why I didn't go with The Plucky Squire as well and went with The Prince of Persia. The thing is, so Ubisoft are really nice guys and like the best company out there, obviously. And you have to, like the game is tied to their Ubisoft, whatever platform, whatever thing they do. What is it called? Like Ubisoft Live? I don't know. they're like always online thing that you have to use their launcher to play the game. But I played the game not on my PC, but on my Steam Deck. What I usually... You play probably Electro Boogaloo, probably, that's it. And so I played the game on my Steam Deck. And what I usually do is it Ubisoft Connect? I think it is. I think it's Ubisoft Connect. Just came to me. But, what I usually do is I play the game for a little bit and then I like put the Steam Deck in sleep mode. Like I just press the power button and it goes into sleep mode. And then I pick it up again later, maybe the next day or a few hours later, and I just resume where I left off. Just like you do on the Nintendo Switch and other like handheld systems. However, the thing is, because this game uses Ubisoft Connect, it should be always at all times connected to the internet so that the save file doesn't get corrupted and gets uploaded to the cloud and stuff. And so what happened twice was that I played the game using this method of like putting the Steam Deck on sleep and stuff, played the game until the final boss, till just before the final boss. And for one reason or another, I, at that point, saved the game, quit the game, and like restarted my Steam Deck in that process. And when I tried to go back into the game, my save file was not there. So this was something that happened once. And then I thought, I love this game so much that I'm going to play it again. I'm going to replay the game again. And when I say replay, I did everything that I could do. So I found all the, like, the collectibles, all the secrets, everything until the final boss. I did it again. And then what happened was the exact same thing. Because I think I went on holiday and I wanted to, like, install something on my Steam Deck. So I quit the game again. I saved it before. Everything was apparently all right, all good to go. And when I try to launch the game again, run the game again, no save file. And so, yeah, it's very frustrating. So I haven't finished Prince of Persia, the Lost Crown. That's my love story with the game. I played it twice, almost to completion. But that's something that I plan to do in the coming, like, month or so. When I have more time, I'll sit down again. And this time, I'll probably do it properly. I'll quit the game every time I stop playing so that everything syncs up and stuff. But it's a great game, though. If you're into, like, Metroidvania games, amazing, amazing. Viper said, you loved it more than anyone at Ubisoft. Yes. Yes. Apparently so. They considered it, I think, a failure for some reason. I don't know why. Did it sell that poorly? I don't know. Another game that I think was snubbed at the Game Awards. But that's a conversation for another time. Better love story than Twilight. Thank you, Viper. Thank you very much. Jamie says, I need to get Prince of Persia The Lost Crown. I'm still waiting on that Sands of Time remake. Yeah. I think a lot of people are. Don't get your hopes up. Because it's Ubisoft. Okay. And on that very sad note, when this was a recommendation, by the way. Just don't play it on Steam Deck, perhaps. I don't know. Get it on, like, Switch or something. Or one of your other systems, or play it on, like, a proper PC. But do play Prince of Persia The Lost Crown. And on that note, another game that you should play is probably a metaphor Refantasio. So here's a song from that game that it's an entirely different story, because this one will take up a lot of your time, a lot of your time. So here's Ode to Heroes, metaphor Refantasio. Great stuff. Some third-party representation here with a remix by Thibaut Neve from Valis 3. See Me Again. So, again, see me again, again. If you have any suggestions of third-party music that is chill or remixes, let me know. DM me and request some awesome chill songs. We also played Ode to Heroes from Metaphor Refantasio, which you will listen to again and again if you play the game, because it's the theme of the academia section of the game, where you can... It's like the Velvet Room of Metaphor. ReFantazio. It's where you can unlock or study your archetypes instead of personas. It's basically the same thing, but less creepy. Much less creepy, to be honest. It's more like, it's not like, no personas have to be decapitated or anything. So just study new personas or archetypes. Yeah. Some thoughts on that I will share this week on the Sega Lounge with our special episode dedicated to Metaphor ReFantazio. Yeah, so we're much closer to the end of this show than you think. Yes, because we only have one song left, so it's time to say goodbye. But not before I say thank you very much to everyone who joined me for this week's episode of Night Train, episode 3 of season 2, air quotes, 2 of the show. It's been a blast to do this. It's really one of my highlights of the week, of every week. And so if you missed any of the previous episodes or last year's season, just go to your podcast app of choice and you can find our previous shows there. Again, a big shout out to all the podcast listeners as well, people who can't listen to the show live but still stream or download the show. That's very much appreciated. Hope this show brings you some joy. That's the goal of the show after all. So Radio Sega, however, has a lot of other live shows, so if you want to check that out, go to radiose.ga/shows for the full schedule. That said, the next one, I don't think we have, am I right in thinking that there's no guest night tomorrow? I think so, because we had one this week, so yeah, I don't think tomorrow we have any shows, so the next show will be the Sega Lounge, yeah. And we'll have an episode dedicated to Metaphor ReFantazio with a couple of guests talking about the game, our thoughts, and I hope if you're curious about the game and if you should pick it up or not, I hope this sheds some light on that. And so that's coming up on Thursday, 8 p.m. UK time, GMT, on Radio Sega. However, I would urge you to go back and listen/watch the previous episode of the show. We had Korimaru and Dr. Skotnik with the news roundup. And we also talked about something that I'm going to actually share a clip here, a YouTube clip. We talked about what if Digital Eclipse got the go-ahead from Sega to work on one of Sega's IPs and make it into like one of those, what they call it, the Gold Master series. Yeah, one of their Gold Master series games. Which one would either of us or each of us pick as the thing to do? So Jamie says Digital Eclipse and not N2. Well, Digital Eclipse are the ones doing this right now, so anyone who could do this. Digital Eclipse were the ones that came up with this concept of an interactive documentary, the way that they did with Atari 50, with the ones about Karateka or whatever you call that game, Tetris Forever. So that's why we talk about Digital Eclipse. But basically, the idea is, what if we had one of those types of interactive documentaries from any company, even Sega themselves, one of Sega's internal studios? What would we like to see happening? And we share our thoughts on that. If you have any thoughts on that as well, feel free to leave a comment on the YouTube video as well, or just let me know at thesegalounge.com on Blue Sky mostly these days. Yeah. So thank you very much for joining me for this week's episode of Night Train. I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope this show at least helped in making you a little bit more ready and willing to tackle another week of work or school or whatever it is that you'll be doing this week. Remember, Just come back every Sunday night, 11 p.m. GMT, for more chill songs, Sega chill songs, and laid-back conversation. I will leave you with a power ballad of sorts. It's a Revenge of Shinobi remix. So spreading the Kushiro love. This is a remix by Will Rock, and it's called The Lonely Lover. I think it's a fitting ending to this show. I hope you enjoy it. See you next time. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.